This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. Allahu akbar.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم gives us an analogy of the people whom you associate with, the people whom you sit with, and the effects that they have on you. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says in this famous hadith that the parable of the one who sits with a righteous person, he didn't say the friend, he says Jalisu Salih, the person that you sit with, the righteous individual whom you sit with, whom you hang out with. It's like the person who sells musk. And the parable of the one who sits and associates with someone who's not very good, Jalis al-Su, the bad influence, It is like the blacksmith. And here the Prophet ﷺ begins explaining how being around certain people is like being around the person that he's going to describe. So the good person, he describes him as the one who sells musk. And in our day, we can consider that, the perfume seller. So he says that إِمَّا أَن يُحْذِيَكَ, that this person will either give you, like a free sample, give you something for free. And whenever you go to a perfume shop, an itar store, they will always almost maybe a little too eagerly come and spray on you. And sometimes you don't even want to be sprayed, but they're like, would you like a sample? Would you like to have a sample? Or number two, or that you will purchase something from them. So you can benefit from them. It's a business transaction. You need something from them, they have something for you. Or at least that you will find by being with them, even if you don't get anything free or you don't buy any perfume from them, any musk from them, that you will find them to be pleasant smelling. There's this nice smell. On the other hand, being with the person who is of negative influence is like being around the blacksmith. Now, the Prophet ﷺ is not demonizing people who are in that profession. But he is simply saying the effects of what they have on you. He said, either they will burn your clothes, and no blacksmith purposefully tries to burn someone else. It's usually by accident. But when you are associating with individuals who are not following the way of the Prophet ﷺ, or they're living a sort of a lifestyle that's not compatible with what Islam teaches us, you will get singed, as what the Prophet ﷺ is saying here. They might just burn your clothes. He didn't say burn you. But being around them, that should be enough for caution. Or even if they don't burn your clothes, what? أَوْ إِمَّا أَن تَجِدْ مِنْهُ رِيحًا خَبِيثًا, or that you will find from them this emanating from them, this foul smell. Brothers and sisters, if this is the example that the Prophet ﷺ is giving for the individual whom we associate with, then this brings up the topic of how much or how many of your friends do you have today that are actually good friends? How many friends can you count on your finger? Friends that you can depend on. Friends that you can benefit from. In a good way, obviously. Benefit from their knowledge. Benefit from their companionship. Not just use and abuse. Only call them when you need to call them. When you need something, then you hit them up. Psychologists talk about how friendships are developed when they start at a young age. Friendship is something that we as humans, we need on a social level. Every human being on earth needs some sort of friendship, some sort of companionship. And at a very young age for children, friendship is about playing together, partaking in activities together. You're playing with a toy, I play with you, and that's how they develop friendships. Do you want to play tag with me? Do you want to play this game with me? For children, that's the hallmark of friendship. It's cute, it's nice. But when you say, no, I don't want to play with you, nope, I'm not going to be your friend anymore. You have a toy that you're playing, they want you to share with you, you don't share, oh, then I'm not going to be your friend anymore. Right? So it's on this interaction level. When it gets to young adults, adolescents, it's more of, do we align with each other's thoughts? Do you agree with me? Do you say nice things to me? And if you say mean things to me, you're definitely not my friend. And as you get older and older, your friendships, you start realizing that, and I think all of us here can agree, the friends that you had when you were in college or in high school are not necessarily the same friends you have today. Because your values change, because you're busy, because you have things to do, because, as they say today, you're adulting, okay? You're being an adult, so you don't have time for all these social things to keep up with your friendships. And that is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But what I want you to think about is, for every friendship that you had that has faded away, you lost a friend, lost a connection, I want you to think deeply and evaluate within yourself. For what reason was that friend, or for what foundation was that friendship built upon? Was it because you both liked football? Was it because you both shared some similar interests? Or is it because you both enjoyed the same kind of food? And those friendships are not wrong. But the cause for why those friendships do not, why they do not endure, is because at the end of the day, it's not for a higher purpose. It's not for a higher cause. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us that even amongst the disbelievers, when they are united in their shirk and in their evil and their sin and whatever it is, allies with one another, best of friends, on the day of judgment, those individuals will become enemies. How is it that those people were friends in this life and they became enemies in the next life? Allah tells us in the Quran, الْأَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَئِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌّ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. The best of friends on the day of judgment, they will become what? Enemies. Except for those who have taqwa. And the scholars, they talked about this phenomena. Why would best of friends who happen to be disbelievers on the day of judgment become enemies? Because on the day of judgment, when they see the punishment coming, when they see the accountability in front of their eyes, they will want to disassociate from all the individuals that they knew who are now in this predicament, facing punishment and accountability. So they will say, oh Allah, that friend of mine was the one who showed me this. He didn't command me to do good. He didn't forbid me from doing the evil. And they will mutually incriminate one another. وَيَلْعَنُ بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا. And they would curse one another on the day of judgment, asking Allah to punish one another. Because, and this is for those who, these are for the disbelievers, who were best of friends. And Allah gives us the exception here, and He says, إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. When your friendship is based on taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being God conscious, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the good values that you share, those friendships will endure. You will not be incriminating one another on the day of judgment. Because when you saw something that was good, you commanded it. And when you saw something that was negative, you forbade it. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله. Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa ba'd. In a hadith Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tells us, that Allah tells us what? Wajabat mahabbati, my love is incumbent. Lil mutahabbina fiyya, wal mutajalisina fiyya, wal mutazawirina fiyya, وَالْمُتَبَاذِلِينَ فِيَّ. My love, Allah's divine love, is required. Like Allah is saying that I will love. Which kind of individuals? Those who love each other for my sake. Those who sit with each other for my sake. They hang out with each other, not for frivolous things, not for sins and haram things, but for good things. وَالْمُتَزَاوِرِينَ فِيَّ. And those who visit one another for the sake of Allah. For the sake of Allah, not for an ulterior motive. Not saying that if you go and visit your friend because you need something from them, that's somehow wrong, but this is the highest level of friendship. وَالْمُتَبَاذِلِينَ فِيَّ. And those who spend upon one another. A couple of months ago, I had a friend. His brother had passed away. And he had some friends, and subhanAllah, he actually had owed some debt. And in Islam, when you pass away, if you owe people debt, the inheritance is not to be split and distributed until the debt is paid. And so they said, if anyone has a debt here that they want to claim from this individual who has passed away, come to us. We don't know how much it was, but those two brothers paid off all his debts. That takes love. That's what they call in English in America, putting the money where your mouth is. It's not this social media, oh, I like you, you have, you know, you like me, how many friends you have on TikTok, ha ha ha, and you like, we're friends. This is real friendship here. Allah tells us in the Quran, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. And by time itself, humans are at a loss in every sense. And it applies here in this context as well. You will always be losing, except for those who, what do they do? إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who believe, and do good deeds. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ, and they enjoin the truth upon one another. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ, and they enjoin patience upon one another. The Prophet ﷺ also teaches us some parameters of how you can express your love for your fellow Muslim brothers and sisters. He says that the brother is like a mirror to your brother. And many times when we think about this hadith, we think, ah, we are going to show them their flaws. A mirror doesn't only show you your flaws, it also shows you your strengths. So if you are a mirror to your brother, you should honestly uplift them. Because most of the time when people look in the mirror, they actually think of themselves negatively. Like, oh, I look fat, or you know, I look old, or whatever. When you are a mirror to your brother, you not only show them the flaws that they have, but you need to also uplift and show them their strengths and their good characteristics. And finally, brothers and sisters, it's not worth throwing a friendship away for frivolous disagreements. Now, if this disagreement is because, you know, this person is extremely emotionally mature, narcissistic, or toxic, and they refuse to change, yes, you can probably keep your distance. Or, you know, they are trying to harm you, that's fine. But how many times have people ended friendships for the dumbest of disagreements? Imam Malik of Medina, he had a contemporary scholar from Egypt by the name of Al-Layth ibn Sa'd. Al-Layth ibn Sa'd was the Imam of Egypt, well-known scholar. And they differed fiercely on certain fiqh issues, jurisprudential issues. And Imam Malik would write letters, and he would be harsh, and he would say things that you might be surprised that this is a friend, a colleague to another, etc. How could he say this? He was harsh. But Al-Layth ibn Sa'd kept it professional because they're good friends, and he didn't take it personally. He didn't let that wish evil upon another person. Nowadays, people disagree with one another. They want to go and destroy them and dox them and shame them all over social media. Imam Malik, his daughter needed to get married, and so he wanted for her to get some nice perfume that was in Egypt so that she could wear it when she gets married and moves into her husband's house. He was not very wealthy, so he requested from Imam Al-Layth ibn Sa'd for some perfume. You can think of it as a bottle or something. Imam Al-Layth didn't say, oh, now you need my help after you argued with me and you disagree with me. Go get it yourself. No. He sent an entire caravan of perfume to Imam Malik. Because it's not worth these little squabbles. Because at the end of the day, even if you disagree with someone on a certain position, as long as you love each other for the sake of Allah, and you do what is right, and you stop what is wrong, Allah will bless that friendship. And when it is not for the sake of Allah, that friendship will not endure. Because only the love for Allah, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is forever. إِنَّ اللَّهُ مَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللَّهُمَّ صَلِّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ كَمَا صَلَّيْتَ عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَعَلَى آلِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِنَّكَ حَمِيدٌ مَجِيدٌ وَبَارِكْ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ كَمَا بَارَكْتَ عَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَعَلَى آلِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ إِنَّكَ حَمِيدٌ مَجِيدٌ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِن لَّدُنكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنتَ الْوَهَّابُ وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ